Let me start. Welcome to the Friday Night Inner Space Talk. This week, our topic is Say No More Often. Stop being a people pleaser. Our speaker tonight is joining us from Spain. Marta has worked in the international trade, human resources, and as a translator. Marta is based in Barcelona and is a member of the Brahmakumaris National Coordinating Team in Spain. As you heard, Marta and I have known each other for a number of years, and she's been somebody who's always kind of been open and grown because she is so open and so easily to approach her. You can easily approach her and you don't feel uncomfortable in any way. And it's for that reason we wanted her to share her insights, because saying no isn't saying, isn't being in a position to reject others. Saying no is about choosing what you're saying yes to, and so that it becomes more meaningful for us and for others. Saying no without feeling guilt is an incredible ability. And saying no so that you're not a people pleaser, but somebody who really does bring happiness into life, that's also another gift. And these are all things that I've seen Marta bring into everyday relationships. So we've asked her to explore the topic on three levels. What's keeping us trapped in other people's expectations, and how do we step out of that? Why is it that it leaves us feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and resentful sometimes when we're saying yes, yes, yes to please people? And why does it then undermine our own needs, well-being, and happiness? So saying yes shouldn't do any of those things in our lives. And yet, when it comes to people pleasing, it's an imbalance, and that those are the results. And so we've asked Marta to explore that with us this evening. Now, Marta is going to speak for 40 minutes, and then she'll do a short meditation. After the meditation, I will be putting your questions to her. So please do send in your questions to the question and answer link, and I will take those questions and put them to her on your behalf. Marta, over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Arti. Thank you for such an introduction. And yes, we've known each other for so long that it's nice to meet you and others here in this lecture today. And when I was reflecting about this topic, I could see myself, since I was very, very little, saying yes to everything and for anything. And so this has been something that I think I'm happy with myself because I've improved in this a lot. Still, I need to keep learning more about it. But yes, I could say that if I remember my times in school, I could see myself saying, yes, you know, when the teacher tells you, okay, now you have to be in groups and prepare this about this topic, that topic. You know what? At some point I realized that everyone wanted to be with me in my group. Why? Because I felt safe that I could do whatever. I am a hard worker by nature. So they were like free that with this one, everything will be easy. And I would say yes. Why? Because I realized that if I would have said no, this was my thinking by that time, perhaps I would lose their friendship. So in order not to lose the friendship, I would say yes. And I would even do my work and others' work. And then I would feel so exhausted that, oh, I did this and unhappy with myself. You know, when you say, okay, today I will say no. In a nicer way, but I will say no. And then, don't you have this feeling when you thought that you would have said no, but you finally you say yes? Then I was quite unhappy with myself. Again, why is it that I was not brave enough to say no? Later I will say different, I will read a list of different ways of saying no in a nicer way. But for me, it was a lack of self-esteem on my side, that I was needing others to have them with me. So in this way of pleasing, I've also seen that for some people, they are never pleased. You may say yes today, you may say yes tomorrow, next year, and they will keep asking things to you. And then you realize that those type of people, they are always in that nature, and they will not be complete or fulfilled. So realizing all these things, then how is it that I need others? Because it's nice to have friends and it may be situations at work, with others, in your family, but it's all about loving yourself, I think. Because if I accept myself, if I love myself, I will also love my time. I will also love all my resources. I will love my own efforts. Does it make sense what I'm saying? I mean, if I'm doing something and it's an effort in a good way, but it requires some energy from my behalf, then I value that. And it's important to value your own energy. It's how do we keep our energy? I will talk about this later. But yes, I've also learned that in some situations, I may say no, but that I don't need to say no immediately. And I've also, something that I'm practicing sometimes, you know, we are all receiving many emails. In many cases, I don't answer immediately. If I answer immediately, the answer I will get back will also be immediately, and I will be stressed myself in things that many times they are not that important that I have to say yes immediately. So giving time to myself, not being unpolite with others, but this also helps me to organize myself and to love myself, as I was saying. So here I've prepared a list for you. Why is it so difficult to say no? At least it was for me, perhaps not for you, but at least for me, really, it was something. So I was struggling. How can I say no to this person? If I say no, perhaps she or he will say no to me. And this also includes manipulation, you know. Others may manipulate me, but I also may participate in that manipulation because it's out of interest. Am I saying yes out of interest? Am I saying yes because I really want that person to come close to me because I need that person for anything? So it's the line of pleasing or not pleasing. It's really very fine. So why is it difficult to say no? One, it's because of lack of trust in myself. If I trust myself, it's not that I'm stubborn, as I was chatting with Artie before, not in that sense, but yes, if I trust myself, then I will feel secure with me. And I will be able to be with others, but from this inner secure state of mind, of being. It's difficult to say no because I have fear to be rejected. And this is quite common. and I'm sure that we all have experienced with it. This fear of being rejected. You say no now, then okay, I will never ask you anything else, you know? Then you feel bad, you feel rejected. I may not say no because I want to avoid a strong discussion. You know what? This is what I may think. You know what? I will say yes because I want to avoid a bad face tonight. I will say yes because I don't want to spend so much time having to argue or to discuss with that one. You know, so just to avoid this type of situations, that it's not like that, but I think it could be like that, then I find it difficult to say no. I say it's difficult for me to say no when I think that there will be a situation that will create resentment. Then later I will feel guilty. Oh, if I would have said yes, you know, this would not happen to that person. If I would have helped that one, then he would not have to go through such and such situation. Then I feel bad. And because I have that remembrance that that was bad in the past, that was not the right decision, then I say, no, I will say yes, because I don't want that it happens the same thing what it happened in the past. And because of this, and because I'm not comfortable with my own feelings and emotions, then I end up saying, okay, I will do it, I will go, or whatever. And yes, looking for approval. And this is there when I don't love myself. I need others, oh, thank you for that. Oh, I really knew that you would do it, or, you know, and I look for that to come to me. I may say yes, not wanting to, because at least here, it's the tradition, at least in the past, it was quite common to think that whatever I do only from thinking of me, this is being selfish. It's not being loving, it's not good. It doesn't appear as something good on the eyes of others, you know, to have this feeling that, oh, perhaps I'm just thinking of myself and my loved ones, or I would say no to that job or to attend to that party or whatever. Because if I only think of myself, perhaps I think, and this is all about me, right? I think that I'm being selfish. And it provokes stress. I do my things. I tend to accept others' suggestions on me. And then I feel exhausted. I feel stressed. Oh, I have to do this, do that. You know this feeling when your head is almost going to explode? Why? Because I'm taking more responsibility than the one I should have taken. I take my own responsibility, but also because of not being able to say no, I take the responsibility that others should have taken. So, I also think that when we are afraid, because it's a fear, actually it's a fear to be afraid of saying no, if we look to it, we will see that when I'm saying yes to something I don't really want to, at the same time, I'm reinforcing someone's weakness. And this is something to think about. For example, I am my job, and I think in almost every place, there are those that work a lot, and there are those that are just doing things, of course they do, but trusting that others will also be there and everything will be accomplished because if I am not doing it, someone else will do it. So if I keep saying yes, I'm reinforcing the laziness of that one. If I'm not able to say no, what I'm doing is that that person will have control over me. Does it make sense? So others will know that that person is always ready for saying yes in whatever it has it is. So it's a way of being under someone's control. And this creates dependency. And nowadays, if you see, there is lots of emotional dependency because of attachment also. Also, again, because of not wanting to lose anyone or anything or any opportunity, you know? So because of that, I will find myself saying yes when inside, really from the inside, I wanted to say no. And life, if we see, generally speaking, life not always say yes to us. You may have a very good idea. You may have a very good project, but somehow it doesn't happen. Or it doesn't happen as you had created it in your own mind. So it's not that we always have to receive a yes. And I'm talking about myself, speaking to myself. So I've also learned that it's good sometimes to say no to myself. To say no means to say yes to something really good. I explain myself. There are many different types of thoughts that I shouldn't have because they make me lose lots of energy, right? Or this only happens to me. So if I'm overthinking, or I read things that I shouldn't be wasting my time in those things, then I don't have time for something else. So I also have to learn to say no to this sabotaging mind. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this in English. How I'm creating sabotage on myself. And then that yes to the good things, to the good thoughts, to good feelings, I'm losing that because I'm saying yes to something else, which it's not really healthy. When we talk about this, we talk about health. We talk about health in a holistic way. Because yes, as I was saying, then we create, not because of not being able to say no, we create situations of stress, yes. And then I don't know how to be, how to put that situation aside so that I can feel more comfortable in what I really want to do. And let me read it for you here. And then I will go back to this, what I was saying right now, but I want to say something about this. How can I say no in a nice way, you know? I can say no, thank you. I can say yes, perhaps later. Or I'm sorry, but this time I have to say to you no. Oh, you know, I'm too exhausted to do this now or to attend that party tonight or like that. Or I can't, but thank you for asking me. But you know what? For this, I need to be stronger. when I am a weak person, I'm talking generally speaking, but when I feel weak, I will not have this attitude inside to be strong, to be with me when I'm saying this to another person. And for this, I've been researching quite a lot about assertivity, because I can say, no, I will not do that. Ask another one, you know, in a bad manner. This is being aggressive. The passive way would be, oh, okay, I'll go, or I will take care of your children tonight, or, you know. But that point in which, that situation in which you are under control, in balance with yourself, and with that inner secure attitude, you are able to stand on your own feet saying, okay, I can't, and I cannot say yes now, I'm sorry, without feeling guilty. Because yes, I may say no, but with this guilty feeling inside, I feel really happy when I'm able to say no and don't feel guilty. And then I feel so happy. So it's about loving yourself, but it's also about being happy, happy with yourself, this inner contentment that comes really from the heart. So I will continue with my list. So I was saying, I can't, but thank you for asking me. I thank for your time, for your opportunity, but I have to say no this time. Or to say, no, this is not for me, but thank you anyway. And I'm afraid, I can't. But just feel secure with yourself. Not from fear. I may say no, but with fear inside. That's not really the good position in which you feel happy. Because when if I please others by saying always yes, in any situation, do you know what will happen? They will keep thinking on you for anything, and they will be using you. It may be strong putting it this way, but this is how I felt for a long time. I used to feel for a while that others were using me. But they were not it was my fault. It was not others' fault. They could keep asking me because I was there just saying yes to whatever. But the moment I realized that was a lack of love for my own self, then it was that moment when I could see that I will not be there forever for anyone. And this may, again, it may feel quite strong, but it's this is the learning that we should be having day by day. And saying no, it's saying yes to freedom. When I say no, I'm saying yes to something different. When I'm saying no, I'm saying yes to many other things, good things that will happen in life. And at the beginning of this process, I think it's also good to note it down. I like journaling a lot. I like writing my experiences and experiences of all types. Like I've made this mistake today and what I'm learning is this, or again, I was under that influence and I couldn't stand on myself and I couldn't feel the strength in me. I finally accepted it, you know. But when I write it, it's a way of being with me. When I write it, it's Then I write today, but I also like to read past experiences I've had. And this has helped me a lot in many situations. When I look back and I realize that, okay, I've gone this far, still there is a long way to go, but I've learned to this. If I don't look back in this sense of wanting to keep learning, then I don't realize that I'm really moving forward. And it's good, you know, when you say, again, someone phones you and say, would you like to come this weekend to go somewhere? And you say no, and in the way that you would like to put it. And then you feel so happy about yourself. Because don't you think that many times we do things that we really don't want to? Someone was saying to me, you know, we went, a group of friends somewhere, and one said, we could go to that restaurant. And the other one said, okay, yes. And the other one said, yes. But then they realized that none of them wanted really to go to that particular place. Why? Because of not expressing themselves. Why so hard, so difficult to express our own selves? Everything would be much, much easier if we would be able to express what do you feel, accepting what each one has to say. Because we are all different. So the needs we have, they are completely different from each other, and it's okay. To reach to that level where I don't judge, again, it gives me a sense of freedom. That person thinks in that way, that's fine. The other person is thinking in that way, that's fine. I also have my way of thinking, and that's fine. And to reach to this level, I think it gives inner peace. It's like, okay, I accept. I accept that we can all be different. In some cultures, they are really more open in that way. In other cultures, you would say, how are you? I'm very fine, very well, and you? And then you realize that one is really struggling. And if that person would have opened himself, herself, you perhaps would be able to help that. But there is not this openness. And of course, and I don't open myself with anyone, of course not. But yes, to have a more open nature, this would help us so much. So meditation helps us in this. At least it has helped me. When I started meditating, I was quite young. And I could see. I could see that when I was practicing meditation as a routine every day, I could see changes in my inner security. I could see how my level of self-esteem would improve. Week after week, I could see those changes. And when you realize how you learn how to love yourself, then, at least for me, it works like this. The more I love myself, the stronger I feel. I feel I have more inner power. And when you have inner power, you are able to express your feelings in that sense, to say yes, to say no, as you like, without feeling bad. I remember I had so much pain inside in some situations. Oh, I should have done that in a different way. I should have done. Now I laugh about myself, but really it was such a struggle. And then I could see this. I could see that it's like a sequence. The more I give time, not a long time, but I give time to meditate. Means I give time to silence, I give time to think less and be more, the more I have this practice every day, the more I am with myself. Because if I meditate, I have this connection with me. And then it's not that you don't need others. This is not really nice to put it like that. Of course, we need each other. And this is like a human nature good, that we are more one, and one, it's not two, it's 11. You know, I see it in this way, that we really need each other, but not in this sense of depending on the others. Let this one be himself, let that one be herself, like this. And then is when we add beauty, wanting to be together and being happy to say, today I'm not coming, okay, enjoy. I'm saying this because, you know, sometimes my friends would call me saying, do you want to go out tonight? Or this, we were really young, so it was not just to go for a walk. And at some point I really didn't want to. And I used to say to my mother, if they phone me, please tell that I'm not here. It was a period in which I just wanted to be with myself, and I was not in a bad condition. I mean, it was happy. But then they would tell me, how are you? Are you depressed? Are you sad? What's happening with you? I said, nothing happens. I just enjoy being in silence. Does this happen to you sometimes? But if you say, no, they will say, oh no, this is something is happening to her. So to have this inner security when you meditate every day as a routine, then you would feel more having respect for yourself. It's a way of taking care of yourself. It's a way of having time, enough time, quality time to be with you. I think that many situations that people go through, it's because they don't ask themselves how I am. It may be crazy, but we need to ask ourselves how I am today. I'm sad. Okay. Why am I sad? What has happened? Why am I feeling guilty? Or do I have any resentment in myself? Or, you know, but just to have time to be with you. And you will feel how your level of strength, inner power, it's increasing. And then you reflect this in your activities. I think that when we meditate, also what we are doing is to create a way of living. At least for me, meditation is not to be seated from this time to that time. Okay, this is to meditate, of course it is. But I'm more in that increasing my attitude, my meditative attitude, I call it. Then I will be outside, I will take the metro to go here and there. But inside, what am I doing? What do I have inside? What type of thoughts I'm having inside? To have a more reflective nature, it's really helpful. If not, you know what? If I'm not having some moments every day to be with me, I'm looking only from here out. And meditation for me, it's the way of seeing from here in, to see inside. And then, when I see another one, I will be able to understand the inner world from which that person is coming out from. I will be able to understand more others' feelings, because I would have had that habit of also listening to my own feelings, you know? So whatever I'm doing with myself, I'm projecting that outside. And I think that we have to learn from each other. At least I do. And when when I've seen someone in that, I go back to what I was saying at the beginning, when I was very little, and when I used to see people that could say no, for me, it was something good to see. Oh, he's able to say no. How is she doing it? So now I'm seeing it in a different position, saying, okay, perhaps others also need to learn how to be more connected with themselves, to feel more power inside. And then we are growing all together as a human family. At least I like this feeling very much, to know that we are all part of the same family. We are all, and also loving the planet, because the energy I'm spreading, the vibration I'm spreading, it's coloring, you say it like that, everything, you know. So if I love life, how could I relate to it in a different way? Really in a more meaningful way. And you know what, when you say no nice way, when you say yes, it will really be meaningful, really. Because it will come from within, and then it will be something that it will have power by itself. I had a very nice conversation this week. I was spending some time with a friend of mine that is sick, quite sick. And she was talking to me. She also meditates. And she was talking to me how she feels. And it was a very nice conversation. And I realized afterwards that just to be, it's a way of contributing in someone's life. I don't have to say yes to everything that she was saying to me. No, but she was feeling happy and I was feeling happy just being. You know, when we may spend time with someone, but just counting when I will be able to just go out, you know, this is not really quality time. But when I am at the present, in the present, with someone, with me or with another one, really in a meaningful way, there is power in it. There is really inner power, strength, and of course there is love. There is real love. And real love doesn't include attachment, doesn't include emotional dependency. Real love, it's connected with allowing myself, allowing others to be as I am, as they are. So it's connected to freedom, to say yes, to say no, whenever I want. And this is to have this inner control this attitude. So these are some thoughts I wanted to share with you. And perhaps now we could have some moments of meditation.
That would be lovely. Thank you.
Okay. So now, just focus yourself in this moment, as if nothing else would exist. Just be with you, listening to the quietness of this moment. Listen to the quietness which is inside you. And I invite you to see yourself as an energy, as a point of light, and you can go inside to that sacred space within, where you find yourself as you really are, with your full potential. Because the strength is there already. It's not something that you have to take from the outside. You can talk to yourself and say to yourself, I love myself. I am a powerful being. And I appreciate who I am. And just be there with this inner feeling. And also in this silence, you may open yourself to the supreme energy, knowing that you are loved, and also life loves you. And you love life. And do you know what? You don't need to prove yourself. You don't need to prove yourself. Just be you, who you are. Appreciate your peaceful mind, your peaceful heart, and appreciate the value of this moment where you don't have to do anything, just be, just be. Can you feel the power of this moment? So now, wherever you go, with whomever you may be, just keep remembering who you are and be there with you and your inner power. And the contentment you are feeling now will be there. Om Shanti.
Thank you. That was beautiful. There's been questions coming in as soon as your talk started, so people were hoping you would cover certain aspects. So I'm going to ask you those questions, and maybe you can add to some things that you've already shared this evening. The first question is, how do you deal with rejection if you say no to people? I don't like letting people down and focus on others often.
Means not focusing on you?
More attention to them.
Yes. Do you know what? I feel that I know this feeling of being rejected. But then I also say to myself that if others prefer others because they please them, then they were not really loving me. They were just being with me because of interest, but not really wanting to be with me. then why to be with someone that is there only because of what that person can get from you? Do you know what I mean? So yes, being rejected is not a nice feeling, but I've seen that if you give time to yourself, to love yourself more, then you will not feel bad because of that rejection. You would feel that everyone is free to choose in the same way you can choose the companies you have. Others can also choose. But if they were choosing you because of what you were giving to them, that was not really loving you as you are. So, good. It's a hard way, no? But when you go through that, you overcome that feeling, then you feel really free. At least freedom is really important for me.
So guilt to freedom is, but you do have to go through a process to get there.
Right.
There's no shortcuts.
I don't think so. I don't think there are shortcuts. And yes, it's true that it's a process. And whilst moving to that process, it may not be that easy. I understand it's not easy. But then after a while, you look back and you say, oh, thank you. You know this feeling when you felt rejected at some point, but then you feel, oh, thanks to that, then I could see that perhaps that was not a good company for me. What would have happened to me if I would keep saying yes to that same person, you know? So at that moment, you feel bad, but then you say, oh, if there is someone that creates, or at least you feel it, that person may not have that intention, but you feel it like that, there is something that it's not really nice or good in that.
Okay, it may come up later, because there's quite a few questions. Let me get on to the next set of questions. This person has two questions. I find it hard to say, and I'm having to translate this word now, so I'm going to say, the person's asking, I find it hard to say no to helping others, but I say yes reluctantly because of pressure.
Yes. So how pressure also makes us to say yes, is that the question?
I guess so. And how do you deal with that pressure, whether it's external or internal?
Yes. Don't you feel that not everything is so urgent? I may say it's, I have to say yes, because now this is happening now, you know, but at least this is what I've been learning, and I keep learning that not everything is urgent. There are many important things, I agree, but not all of them are urgent. And also I can say, okay, now you are asking me this, but you had also asked me this, this, and this, and I want to fulfill everything. In what order do you want me to do that? A job, for example. I can say yes, 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 but perhaps this can wait till next week, and I will be happy to do it. Again, communication is important. And to express yourself, yes, but under pressure, I cannot work. At least myself, I make mistakes when I am under pressure. So also express yourself. Say it, how important it is. Do you want me to do this out of these things? What should I do before? Oh, perhaps it's a balancing, you know, family life, work life, social life. And it's all this that I want to do everything, but then I feel under pressure. But see, what can be done next week? Everything has to be done today and now. I think this feeling is quite common.
Mm. Thank you. It's so, yes, putting priority to what's being asked of you, so that you're sharing what's valuable or important at that time. Wow, yes, good. Second question is, do you agree that it's always the fault of the sufferer? The fault of the sufferer, sufferer I find is difficult to understand. Perhaps you can enlighten me.
The sorrow of the sufferer.
Yeah. Is it their fault that they are suffering?
Well, do we always need to find who is the guilty one? You know, I mean, if I keep thinking, oh, it's my sorrow, it's this, I am putting myself down and down and down. And not only that, but I am also allowing that one to put me down again. And then myself, then it's quite, I feel quite bad. So I think, don't you think that everything is an option? I have the option of feeling sorrow, or I have the option of wanting to be content. It's an inner decision. Otherwise, I'm always do whatever happens outside, and I will be as outside as how I say it in English. I will be as everything is happening outside. So if everything else is on my favor, then I feel okay. If something happens, then I feel bad. But again, look from inside out. Go to that space of security and you will not take sorrow. If I take sorrow, it's not because of the one I think it's giving sorrow to me. It's because I'm not strong enough. If I would be stronger, I would not be able to experience sorrow.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Next question. How do you deal with the fear of saying no to social events when perhaps it's justified? For example, saying no may potentially weaken or damage your relationship with a person, in this case, one's PhD supervisor.
Well, in those, because of jobs, sometimes I've had to attend some lunch and I would have preferred not to attend really. But sometimes I say, okay, I will go. And I want that conversation to be a healthy one. You know, because if I say, okay, they will be criticizing this one or that, it will be, everything will be superficial. I don't like those type of conversations. Okay, let me go and express something different. If I really want to, it's not that if they don't see me, then they will not count on me next time. Then we make everything very complicated. At least this is how I feel. If you want to go, just go. If you don't want to go, go. Don't feeling that, oh, it's, but, and it's, if it's, a, if I want, but if I decide to go, I will enjoy it. Because if I go saying, okay, I am here, but I don't really want to be here, then they will catch that feeling. If I decide to go, I will enjoy, I will share, I will be happy, you know. But don't do anything because that one may think that then it's too complicated in that way.
Yeah, it's a bit like assuming.
Yes.
And then that's going to cause me more misunderstandings. So I like this idea of just turning up, but wanting to then be there.
Mm.
Yeah, nice. Next question. Excuse me. Next question. Very insightful talk, thank you. Too often I have said yes immediately and had to stick to doing what I've agreed to do because of integrity. I've given my word, I've given my promise, and I don't like to disappoint. It's good to say I'm sorry but need to revoke my... Is it good to say I'm sorry but I need to revoke my promise? If so, then I'm not respecting my own words. So it's like a catch-22 for me. Any advice?
let me give some examples. For example, someone has said yes to me to do something. Really, I prefer that that person calls me saying, look, I said yes, but I can't. I prefer this rather than nothing happens afterwards, you know? Because if you say yes, but then you don't do it, or you do it in a not a good manner, or whatever it is, it will have that vibration. I think that if there is time enough, because if you say no to something that is happening in 2 hours, then please do that, because who else will do that? But if there is time enough, it's good to say, look, I said yes, but really, my children are at home. I cannot concentrate to do this job. Or now my mother is sick. I said yes, but now the situation has changed. I really prefer this. At least I'm thinking if someone would have said that to me, I really preferred this. And for me, this is integrity. It's being honest with yourself. It's very important to be honest with yourself. Yes, you were not being honest because you said yes, but the situations may have changed, or perhaps they have not changed, but you just said yes out of you know, this at that moment. But then you think and you realize that, well, because I want to do things in a good way, I say no because I will not be able to do that in the way I would like to. So sorry, I can't say yes this time. I hope I can say yes in the future. For example.
That's lovely. Okay, next question. What questions do I need to ask myself to know if I'm saying no because it's respecting myself and my energy, or if I'm remaining in my comfort zone?
Ah, that's a good point. Thank you for bringing it up. Yes, I can say no because I want to remain in my laziness, or I can say no because I will have some troubles if I say yes. So you have to be honest again. You have to be honest with yourself. Do you really, are you able really to do that? Then say yes. It will be a way to keep growing and learning. Don't you think that we say yes to things that we need more experience in it? Then it's a way of learning and to go out of that comfort zone. If I say, oh, no, can you find someone else? You know, this is very popular, at least here, if asking someone to someone to do something if they can. Oh, have you asked so-and-so? Have you asked so-and-so? Oh, okay, if you can't not find anyone else, then ask me again. You know, and this doesn't make things easy. But also allow yourself that space in which that will be good for you. It will be good. You will, for example, I'm thinking now, giving lectures in front of many people. It's easier to say no, really. Now I don't mind, but at some point it was really, I have, you know, just to see so many people. Only with 3 people, I was so concerned. When I was very little, I was so ashamed, I couldn't. Now I don't mind, but you know, but it had to be, I had to step up and say, okay, I will do it because I will learn and I will put that shyness aside. So be brave and move from that comfort zone. That's not a good thing for you.
I think you've answered this question in the previous question, but I'll ask it in case there's something you want to add. How do we know what to say yes to and what to say no to?
Think if the person or the situation that is asking you that is asking you genuinely, wanting to, and you can give something. You can put your qualities in that situation. Then why not? But I think there are very, very few situations that require a quick answer. Very few. We can also think about it. We can also say, let me think about it. I will let you know. And then think, it's okay. How will I feel? What will be my contribution to that situation? You know, we don't need to answer everything right now. We make the urgent things normal. We create urgency in situations that doesn't need that it has to be done right now.
Thank you. This person's saying, I can't say no to family, and it's at the expense of my mental, physical well-being. If I say, advice.
You cannot say no to your family, but this is on the cost of your health. Then at some point, your own health will not be able to allow you to keep saying yes to your family. Again, it's a question of balance. You can say yes to your family, I would say, but also say yes to your own balance, because then till when? Till when?
I often put it in perspective for myself when I'm having to say no to a member of my family. I like what you said earlier. I give an explanation. The situation has changed. I'm going to have to say no. But I always leave the door open. What else can I do?
Right.
You know, that so that they know that I care, which is the important thing in the family.
So, right. Very good.
I'm going to leave this as the last question now. They often say, when you get inner power, then people are drawn to you. Hence, you don't have to reach out to people all the time. However, improving.
I cannot hear you very well.
Okay, let me try again. They often say, when you get inner power, then people are drawn to you. Hence, you don't have to reach out to people all the time. However, even though my inner power is improving, I do not see this change. So I end up saying yes or giving in to ensure people remember me, because I'm scared if I say no, they won't invite me out or remember me.
Again, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. But think, what will happen if they don't invite you anymore? Nothing. If I think like that, oh, they will not invite me anymore, I am giving the power to them. No? I'm not keeping the power with me. I am just giving myself to them. And then who will decide who has the reins of my life? It's me, right? So I say it like that. No, in some situations, they have not invited me. At the beginning, it really hurt really deeply. But then I realized, okay, what's the problem? I have other things to do, no problem. And then I will feel relaxed. Because then if they don't invite me, I will not invite them. You know, this is too complicated. Let me invite them if I love them.
Nice.
It's a process.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. So focus on what you can share rather than what you're going to lose.
Right.
Very nice. Martha, thank you so much for making the time and joining us this evening.